Invading Tourists by Liam Gleeson. It was a beautiful summer's day in 1987 on the Camas Road when my father-in-law, Tommy Jai, was sitting outside his house, smoking his pipe and watching the world go by. He noticed a German tour bus pulled up across the road at the cattle mart. The passengers started to alight from the bus and walk towards the Rock of Cashel. Tommy walked across to tell the driver that there was a bus park up at the rock, and if he drove up by the main street to Ladieswell, he could get there. The driver in his broken English said it was okay, that the passengers might take longer on the walk and give him an extended break. The conversation led to the sleeper trailer towed by the bus. The driver showed how they carried all their food and their beer, and the only thing they had to buy on the trip to Ireland was diesel. Sometime later, passengers started to arrive back to the bus. One passenger interrupted the driver and Tommy's conversation. The question was translated for Tommy. The passengers had seen lots of castles and churches, but would like to see the inside of an Irish home. Tommy agreed, but before he could warn my mother-in-law and his wife Agnes, the German tourists had invaded the house, going into every room, downstairs and upstairs, clicking their cameras, conversing in German. Agnes had been sitting in the kitchen knitting, and she started to panic. Tommy reassured her that it was okay, that the German tourists just wanted to look inside an Irish home. For Agnes, it was bad enough that the strangers were in her house, but German strangers. What the German tourists did not know was Agnes went to work in London before the Second World War and lived in London through the Blitz before leaving in 1947. She had worked as a supervisor in a factory which made engine components for Spitfires and bombers. When the tourists had retreated from her house, Tommy was in big trouble. Agnes did not speak to him for 3 weeks. It was the day that World War III nearly broke out in Cashel. Cashel experienced another invasion years later. When the bypass of Cashel was opened in October 2004, the town of Cashel could start to breathe again. No long queues of traffic in the evening, or delays while large trucks inch past each other when they met on Canopy Street or Borclock Street. May 2005, Cashel would again have to experience heavy trucks inching their way through the town, from Ladieswell Street to the Kerr Road. The massive 5-truck Irish sugar convoy from Carlow to Mallow followed a route which avoided bridges, and the Cashel bypass had 3 bridges. The convoy was carrying 1,000 tons of evaporators. They were cylinder-like in shape. Each truck was 125 foot long, 24 foot high, 18 foot wide. Each truck featured 64 wheels on its low loader, which could be steered from both the cab and the rear. There were only mere inches to spare as they manoeuvred around Canopy Street to the Main Street and Lower Gate Street to Borclock Street. Hundreds of onlookers had thronged the streets, small children past their bedtimes, cameras flashing, camcorders rolling. There was a carnival atmosphere. Young and old might have imagined the gigantic convoy carrying NASA's Saturn V rockets for an Apollo mission, or that it was part of an alien spacecraft. Crews from the ESB and Aircom were on hand to raise or disconnect overhead lines to allow the convoy to keep moving. I arrived in the town as the first truck had reached Lower Gate Street. The men in yellow vests, speaking on their walkie-talkies, relaying every moment of the load to the driver. The guards ushered people to keep a distance. After many anxious moments, the first truck successfully manoeuvred around the corner and up Borclock Street. As the driver accelerated slightly to pull up the hill, smoke from the tall exhaust stack behind the driver's cab bellowed against the wall of the houses. People who were leaning out from the upstairs windows observing the convoy quickly retreated to close the windows. It took approximately 5 hours for all 5 trucks to successfully traverse through the town. Everyone had a different experience that night, and it was spoken of in conversation for a long time after.